off with Just Plane Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
Fly jets long enough, something like this happens.
This is Just Plane Radio. Greg, your co-pilot. That's me, along with Captain Dennis and RV Tom, rounding out the crew. All right, you know, we may be entering the danger zone when it comes to new aircraft because, you know, they're trying to cram more seats into these aircraft. Sometimes it's a good thing, sometimes not so much, depending on the seat configuration. But a story popped up on our radar this week about the ratio of passengers to lavatories. And
who would have thought that we would have to have that kind of a conversation, right? That,
yeah, it's, you know, a bunch of crap. I'll tell you that much.
It certainly is. But wow, it is a bunch of crap what these aircraft manufacturers are trying to push on us. You know, the Airbus A321 was introduced, and the airlines absolutely love it. The economics of it are phenomenal. The cost per mile, all that kind of stuff is amazing, right? And then when you start to actually look at it from the passenger standpoint, maybe this isn't the greatest thing. Sure, it can open up new routes that maybe it wouldn't have been cost effective to run a wide body on some of these long haul routes, but a single aisle Airbus with, you know, 240 people on board might have been an ideal fit, until you have to be one of the 240 people on board and realize that there's only three bathrooms.
Yeah. And okay. Fit rhymes with, and you right. know, you don't want to be but that person who has an issue though. With it.
If you look at the math, 240 people divided by three, that's what, about 80 people per bathroom, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's okay. Unless you think about it and you've got one bathroom up front that's reserved for the first class, so there's 20 people.
Right.
So that means the other 220 are now sharing that bathroom. So that ratio went from 80 to 110 per bathroom.
What are the minimums? Does the FAA have a minimum on this, Tom?
Or? Nope.
Really? Nope. Wow. Nope.
Yeah.
That's
and then
not ideal.
Some of the other considerations, this is a single aisle airline. Have you ever had to get up and go to the bathroom during service? They've got the vending carts down the aisle and whatnot. Mm-hmm. You got to somehow get around them to get to the bathroom. Then when you're coming out of the bathroom, you got to get around them again. Where do you wait? There's really not a large lobby area outside the bathrooms that people can wait in line. So it really kind of jams up. And so flying a narrow body on a long 5, 6, 7 hour flight, I don't know that I'd want to do that.
God help
you. I think Tom Haines was on a few years ago telling us about how he went somewhere in Europe and was on a single aisle. He said, I'll never do it again. And I can realize why.
Well, of course. Yeah. I mean, that's a long time to hold it.
And, well, not even that, but just trying to get around the carts and just the inconvenience of it.
Right.
You know, you're kind of crammed into this narrow tube instead of the wide body, which actually had some room. And, you know, you get out, stretch your legs, walk around, have a few places to get out of the way while you're waiting to use a restroom or, you know, whatever it might be.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, that might give a secondary use for those vomit bags.
It all depends.
There it is.
I see what you did there.
Right. Well, I mean, yeah. Did you ever have any issues with that kind of stuff back in the day when you were flying for your commercial carrier there, Tom? I mean, you know, that you can share or change the
Actually,
names or
way,
protect
way
the guilty?
Back in the New York Air Days, on a DC-9 and MV-80, we are coming back from New Orleans back to Newark. Mm-hmm. And we got some bad catering going on. Yeah. Within an hour after we got airborne, we had a lot of problems taking place here. And I'll tell you, by the time we got to Newark, we had people red in the face and everywhere else. I mean, it was a panic situation.
It was a biohazard.
It was. We thought we were going to have to, we thought we might have to stop in, Washington or Dallas because, again, what we're talking about, you had 180 people in that airplane and three bathrooms, and one was first class, and they opened up first class, but whatever the food got catered, I think they left it out in a warm environment.
Yeah.
But, luckily, we didn't eat it. We just had some beignets that day. We were lucky, but,
Okay. Those will clog you right up.
A nasty situation real quick.
Well, but you didn't have to divert. You just heard about it or smelled it?
We heard about it now, yeah. And I think there's a few people.
Is there a code like you guys share?
Brown.
Yeah. Now, the flight attendants called. They said, hey, Captain, we got a situation arising back here. And we got people lined up to go to the bathroom. And we don't have, 180. It was a full boat. So we had 180 people, basically three bathrooms, just like Dennis was explaining. By the time we landed in Newark, we had people still heading into the bathroom when we were on the approach coming in. Take your seat and put your seatbelt on. But people said, if you don't let us go to the bathroom, we're going to have some issues. So we basically had people standing up coming out of the bathroom on short final.
Wow. So, okay.
Now, does that throw off the trim of the airplane when they're walking around back there?
No, it did. But so, yeah. So just, I read the same thing about the Airbus with the lack of bathrooms. It, especially going across Europe, in the winter time with the, you're going to have some issues take place.
Well, another reason to go first class, I guess.
Or wide body.
Yeah. But I can't believe there's some like required minimums on how many lavatories you have to have on board or they need to start thinking about this,
The only design requirement is how quickly can you get them out? I bet if they could make the airplane with only one lav, they would do it.
Yeah. Well,
because every lab you put in is taking away seats. And we've seen, we had an article just 2 weeks ago on WestJet and how they, managed to figure out how they could squeeze it down even more to get two more rows in.
Right.
So
well, you
don't
know,
give
they
them any ideas because they will try.
They were talking about doing that double decker seating at one time. I mean, maybe they change that whole model and put you in the top seat and the bottom seat kind of transfers into a holding pin for. You don't have to go.
We've already discussed that, if you were to have one of those situations, now the people down and behind are trapped in the tubes. Oh, boy.
You would surely get a discounted fare for that, I would assume, or I'd like
no,
to assume.
No, you won't get a discount on a fare. These are airlines we're talking about.
Okay. Well, I don't know what the solution is. You think it's going to get worse before it gets better, Dennis?
Well, I think we've hit a tipping point. I mean, people are really starting to push back, there's only so much you can bleed out of them before they start to fight back and go, no, I'm not going to do this anymore. I think three lavs on a 200 seat, airplane for a 6-7 hour transatlantic type flight, that's not practical.
No.
You got to look at the customers and what they have to deal with. And
yeah, what do you think they do, Tom? Hand out free Depends to every body on the plane?
Thinking if you could be like an outside vendor and have like a moving cart and sell Depends, small, medium, extra large, and just people.
No, or a rolling porta potty. Come on.
For only $11.95, we'll sell you a pair of Depends and just board with your flight like a little carry on bag.
Get those little stadium pals, those things that you put strapped to your leg for the ball game and stuff like that. You could sell those in the airplane.
Stadium pals? What are you talking about?
It's literally an external catheter that you strap to your leg so that when you're at the ball game, you don't have to get up and go to the. Go to the restroom, you just let it go.
What games are you going to?
I don't go to the games. I've just heard about these, okay? But it's called the Stadium Pal. Look it up.
Wow.
But it's literally an external catheter. And I was looking into them back when I was first starting to do dry suit diving.
Yeah.
Instead of putting a P-valve in your dry suit and punching a hole through, you could kind of take the bag with you in the dry suit. So on a long dive and a deco, maybe that might be an option.
Huh. I wonder what TSA
that was also
would
not worth the work.
Well, say when you took that through security.
Well, it's dry going in.
Well, yeah.
You can empty it on the way out.
Ideally, you could, but what if you can't? They're like, hey, where'd this come from? You don't want to know.
Well, I guess you could just, let them test it right there.
Yeah. Well, the guys have it much easier. We get those little Johns. Mm-hmm. That, GA has available. But
we just will buy a Gatorade at the bodega right. Before you get on the plane.
Yeah, but they're not even giving you bottled water anymore, so you're creating a problem too, I think. This is a problematic scenario that hopefully won't get worse before it gets better. My advice is just book shorter flights if you think they don't have enough turtlets.
Or tactical dehydration.
Okay,
don't
there's that.
Go to the bar That's and right. drink, you know, six Diet Cokes.
On that disturbing note, we're going to wrap it up. Till next time, remember, there's no better high
than learning to fly.
Just Plane Radio is brought to you by JustPlaneRadio.com.
I say we take off and nuke the entire site from orbit.
Your aviation resource on the information super skyway.
It's the only way to be sure.
Just Plane Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated.
But just plain wrong.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past shows worldwide over the internet at JustPlaneRadio.com.
I'm going to lead my people up to the radio tower.
So tell a friend and take off every week with Just Plane Radio.
And I'm going to make a call.
The show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.